says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a gold dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. Make our own whiskey and our own smoke too. Ain't too many things these old boys can't do. And homemade wine, and country boy can survive. Country folks can survive.
Welcome to the show, folks.
Because you can't starve us out and you can't make us run.
This is James Kelso. And you are listening to the Trump Phenomenon on this phenomenal day. My gosh, we're there. The Republican convention is going on right now. Melania Trump will speak in a little while later tonight. There have been some great, great events today on day one. We have only an hour to bring you up to date. Folks out there who've been watching the Republican convention, I invite you to call in with choice observations or insights that you may have so that you can share that with our audience who may not have had a chance to be watching all day. But there was an afternoon session that was great, and there is an evening session going on that is greater. And just to give you the executive summary, Trump has hit this one out of the ballpark. This convention was organized by Donald Trump, and the speakers were lined up by Donald Trump. The sort of the choreography of how this would be done, the entertainment. The singers, the invocations are brilliant. It's a wonderful convention, and it's already Donald Trump already has the whole thing in his hip pocket. Let's see. The first piece of good news today in the afternoon session, there was an attempt by some of these odd people who are really just, they're grumpy, they don't want, they don't like Donald Trump. They tried this afternoon to stage a revolt or a protest on the basis of the Party Platform Committee report. The chairman of the convention called for a vote on the party platform and adoption of the rules. And that was Chairman Steve Womack, Arkansas congressman. And he said, you know, this was the only tense moment. He called for all the yeas who would adopt the rules, and the party platform committee had, in fact, adopted a great platform and great rules that very much are pro-Trump. So our team, our side, wanted a yay vote. So he called for the yays. The crowd in Cleveland roared with yays. Then he called for the nays, and there was a pretty good-sized group of people yelling nay. Then they demanded a roll call vote. The chairman, Steve Womack, ruled that the requirements, the party rule requirements for a roll call vote had not been met by these disgruntled naysayers. So he shot it down. The point is this, the only challenge Donald Trump will see at this convention was shot down this afternoon. And It was done very solidly. There's no question. They just put all the nails in the coffin of that stupid effort at a protest. And then the convention really got rolling. Let's look at the live convention right now. Let's just see what's on right now. Let me go there and hit the button here and see what's live right now in the convention. And I'm using C-SPAN right now. Speaking right now is Marianne Mendoza, mother of Sergeant Brandon Mendoza, killed in by an undocumented immigrant in a car wreck. So let's just tune in and listen to her. This is brilliant what Donald Trump is doing. He's put up the mother of a survivor of a soldier killed in Benghazi. Here's a mother of someone killed by an illegal. So Donald Trump's issues are all being put forward. Of course, they're our issues. Let's listen to Marianne Mendoza.
Patrolled. My son's life was stolen at the hands of an illegal alien. It's time that we have an administration that cares more about Americans than about illegals.
Bingo.
A vote for Hillary is putting all of our children's lives at risk. It's time for Donald Trump. Thank you.
Well, there you have it there.
Sadly, I have a similar story to share with you. My best friend, my rock, my son, Dominic, my only child.
This is another mother.
Was also killed by an illegal immigrant. I call them illegal aliens.
This is Sabine Durden.
He was an amazing young man who was loved by all. He was fun, generous, outgoing. He was also in law enforcement. He was a 911 dispatcher and pursuing his dream to be a helicopter pilot for the police department. Life was good, his future looked bright, until a criminal, illegal alien turned his car in front of him, riding his motorcycle to work, and he killed him instantly. The killer was from Guatemala and had previously been deported with felonies for armed robbery and grand theft. After returning to America illegally, again, he was caught drunk driving. No license, no registration, no insurance, and he got probation. Another DUI, another probation. 5 weeks later, while barely under the legal limit of being drunk, he killed my Dom. He was given a misdemeanor and served just 35 days in jail.
Wow.
I have been talking about illegal immigration since 2012, since he got killed, and no one listened until Donald Trump.
Bingo.
Donald Trump is not only my hero, he's my lifesaver. Hillary Clinton, or as we know her, Crooked Hillary, always talks about what she will do for illegal aliens and what she will do for refugees. Well, Donald Trump talks about what he will do for America.
Oh, God, what a...
USA, 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 USA. We to enforce our existing immigration laws. We need to secure our borders so no other person has to ever go through this kind of grief, pain, and agony knowing this could have been prevented. Build the wall, and Americans need to come first. Thank you.
My goodness. Mothers of Americans killed by the invaders.
Thank you. Thank you to the RNC for the invitation to speak about my beloved son, Jamil Jazz Shaw II. Special thank you to my friend, the undisputed GOP nominee, and the next president of the United States, Donald J. Trump.
Wow. America's watching this.
On March the 2nd, 2008, my life changed in a twinkling of an eye. One minute, I'm hearing my son's voice. Be right home, old man. I'm right around the corner. Next minute, gunshots, and Jazz is dead. I saw the hole in his head and blood everywhere. It happened so fast, Jazz was still holding his phone. At the same moment, his mother was serving in our military overseas. The day we buried Jazz, LAPD came to my home to tell us they found the killer. For 2 weeks, local politicians supported us, and every black politician in LA did too. They even put up a permanent memorial. 2 weeks after that, everything changed. We learned the killer was an illegal alien gangbanger from Mexico. Released from jail with a deportation hold, 3 gun charges, and an assault and battery on a police officer. And the politicians disappeared.
Wow.
In 2012, we finally had our day in court. The DA proved Jazz was murdered because he was black. The coroner testified while Jazz was on his back, bleeding from a stomach wound. His hands were up, and a second bullet went through his hand and into his head. It was also proved that the killer's gang targeted black males. You think Obama cared and Black Lives Matter? No. And we all know Hillary is Obama's third term.
Wow. This is the greatest political convention ever.
Only Trump called me on the phone one day to see how I was doing. Only Trump will stand against terrorists and end illegal immigration. The wall. Build the wall. Only Trump mentions Americans killed by illegals. Trump will put America first, not crooked Hillary. I'll say it again, like I said it before, Trump is sent from God. Support Trump, Pence. Let's come together and make America safe and great again. Thank you.
Wow. Something we've never seen in our lives, folks. Mind-boggling.
Please welcome
this is live
United
right now.
States Representative Mike McCall of Texas.
Here comes the next speaker. Let me just pause this.
Good evening. I'm Michael McCall, Chairman of the Homeland Security Committee.
So, well, I'm going to pause this.
And I'm a fourth-generation Texan.
I'll pause this. What you just heard, folks, never at a Republican convention, mothers and a father of people, Americans killed by illegals. What a what a beautiful arrangement of a convention by Donald Trump. This is his work. Now, Melania will be on later. I don't know what we'll be able to include here in this show. I'm going to, of course, go back to the convention repeatedly here in our little hour together. And I hope you spend the rest of your evening watching this convention. This is American history, world history being made. I want to hang on every word. There were some great things said earlier. I don't know what Michael McCall is saying right now, but I'm going to go back and listen to the whole thing and study it. Earlier this evening, Willie Robertson of Duck Dynasty was on, and I'm not going to be able to, I don't think I'll be able to go back in time to play that for you. I've got it queued up, but he was beautiful in his endorsement of Make America Great Again and Donald Trump. Scott Bio was on, and he made a great speech on why we need Donald Trump, the actor. Governor Rick Perry, same thing. Rick Perry introduced Marcus Luttrell, former Navy SEAL, and the author of the book Service, A Navy SEAL at War. And boy, did he endorse Donald Trump. Let me look at my notes here. Two of the soldiers who survived in Benghazi and who wrote a book, 13 Hours, the inside account of what really happened in Benghazi, the Hillary Clinton fiasco, John Tegan and Mark Geist had the floor at the convention. The great invocation given by Monsignor Kieran Harrington of the Diocese of Brooklyn. This is all just so beautiful, every down to every detail. The little girl who sang the national anthem, she had people crying in the audience. She was so, it looked like she was the girl who had some kind of crippling condition. You know, she kind of limped out onto the stage with the help of an adult and just sang a beautiful national anthem. The whole crowd was just in tears. Wonderful. And she sang as a color guard, a great color guard of soldiers, and I think a fireman. There was one member of the color guard who was carrying a chrome-plated fire axe. Somebody help me with this if I'm unfamiliar with what was going on. But I think it was a fireman's, honoring our firemen. And these were men who were seasoned men. These were men maybe in their 60s. Steel-jawed, granite-jawed soldiers. Ah, what a color guard this was. The little girl, I think her name was Margaret Van Hoos. This, you know, and this is only day one. We haven't heard Melania Trump yet. I don't think we've heard Senator Jeff Sessions yet. That's coming up. Let's just see what Representative Michael McCall is saying right now. This is Donald Trump's work. A genius.
Our own city streets have become the battleground. Fort Hood, Boston, Chattanooga, San Bernardino, and Orlando. But instead of protecting Americans, the Obama administration turned a blind eye to the danger. So let's cut through the suffocating political correctness. And call the threat what it really is. The enemy is radical Islam. These fanatics have radicalized the religion into a weapon targeting our way of life.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprise 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
For the most amazing, calming, brain-stabilizing, blood sugar, and natural addiction-breaking formula, try CalMind. Anxiety melts, panic is gone, sleep is restful, and you'll stay calm during stress. Better than booze, mind-altering drugs, or anti-anxiety, antidepressant, toxic medications, CalMind lubricates your mind so you'll sail through the day effortlessly. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com and listen to the NutriMedical Report on GCN with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more, plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. And remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
We're back, folks. Oh, this is taking my breath away. Don't you love the timing of this show? This has happened over and over again. This is a prime time show, and man, is this prime time. Representative McCall is speaking right now. The crowd is going wild. We're going to go back to him. We're going to get as much as we can get in our short hour. Here he is. But this is live, folks. This is history and your future being decided.
Thank you. May God bless America, and God bless the next president of the United States, Donald Trump.
On the stage, folks, you're probably watching it on your TV. It's the most beautiful.
Please welcome the Milwaukee County Sheriff, David A. Clark Jr.
Ever put together. It's such a beautiful stage. The speakers look so great, the way they look. This next speaker is a black man. I don't know who he is. Let me see who he is. I should have kept quiet and you would have heard his name.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, I would like to make something very clear. Blue lives matter in America.
David Clark, Milwaukee County Sheriff. What a convention. Blue Lives Matter. I love it.
I stand before you tonight with a heavy heart as the law enforcement community prepares to bury three of Baton Rouge, Louisiana's finest. But there is some good news out of Baltimore, Maryland, as Lieutenant Brian Rice was acquitted on all charges. And the malicious prosecution of activist state's attorney, Marilyn Mosby. Now I want to talk to you about something important. Indeed, a concept that five law enforcement officers were murdered and nine more were wounded for earlier this month, and for which three more were murdered 2 days ago in Baton Rouge, Louisiana. And that
okay,
is
me,
the importance.
Let me turn this down. I hate to turn
America
any part of this convention down. I'm wondering whether to open the lines for calls. Should I? Help me out with this. The call-in number is 800-313-9443. I don't know what you'd want to do here. I think probably you out there in the audience probably want to hear these speakers more than you even want to call in. Let's see here. And we're in for 4 days of this. I can't wait till tonight. Donald Trump is going to introduce his wife, Melania, and Jeff Sessions, the greatest senator we have in the U.S. Senate. He is going to give a speech. My goodness. And I think coming up, I think it is Jeff Sessions that's coming up. We were having trouble in our show on Sunday finding a schedule for the convention because Donald Trump, I'll tell you, this is coming right out of his mind. He has been sitting down probably with a yellow legal pad and a pen putting this convention together. And it's just genius. And it was all done just, you know, so hurriedly that nobody ever had a chance to put a schedule together. Let me tell you this about what you're seeing, what you're hearing. The opposition to Trump in the Republican Party is over. It's over. This convention already in day one has just blasted that opposition to smithereens. I don't think anybody in this hall in Cleveland, anybody who's got any kind of a pin that says never Trump or anything they've got, a hat or shirt, they're throwing it in the trash right now. Have a break. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite. Does your basement or crawl space have a damp, musty smell? Well, watch out. That's a sign of too much moisture and not enough ventilation. And that can mean increased mold growth and the buildup of harmful toxins and gases. Don't bother with a dehumidifier. It just circulates the same unhealthy air. Now there's a better way to remove these dangers and odors. It's with the computerized Wave Moisture Control Unit that reduces moisture and expels pollutants.
We replaced our old dehumidifier with the Wave Unit, and in only 3 weeks, our basement is dry and the musty smell is gone.
Wave units require no maintenance, no buckets of water or filters, and costs only pennies a day to run. Breathe better, live healthier with an affordable, no-maintenance Wave unit. Call 888-618-WAVE, 888-618-WAVE, or visit MyDryHome.com, MyDryHome.com.
Ride the wave home solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
Hi, my name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocolon therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org. 800-326-2001.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Back, folks. I don't know where to go. I've got what's live right now, which is, I believe it's Congressman Representative Sean Dudley of Wisconsin and his wife. And they're wonderful. I could go to them. We've got Jeff in Chicago on the line. Let me go here. I'm going to go to a little earlier today. This is Willie Robertson of Duck Dynasty a little earlier today. Let's just play a few seconds of what happened earlier today. I thought this was pretty cool. Here he is.
There are some occasional disagreements. Sometimes those disagreements turn into fisticuffs. But anytime I was ever in a bad spot, I always knew my brothers would have my back. And today, in a lot of ways, America is in a bad spot. And we need a president who will have our back. And I can promise you this, no matter who you are, Donald Trump will have your back. If you're looking for a job or trying to grow a business like I am, Donald Trump will have your back. If you're a serviceman fighting overseas or a cop who is risking their lives to help keep us safe at home, Donald Trump will have your back. If you're an average American who feels like you've been forgotten, neglected by faraway leaders, that the deck is stacked against you, and you just can't win, Donald Trump will have your back. Now, he may not always tell you what you want to hear. You may not always agree. And it may not always be politically correct. But when your father's Phil Robertson, I'm used to that, okay?
Okay, we'll pause that one. And let me get you another choice thing here. Scott Bio was great. Rick Perry was great. Here's one that I have not heard. This is one I haven't heard. I'm going to go. I think I can find this here. This is the mother of one of the men killed in Benghazi. And, boy, I don't know, boy. I can only imagine what you'll have to say. This is Patricia Smith, the mother of Benghazi attack victim Sean Smith. And we're just going to drop into her speech, into her talk, and listen to her.
No one would speak to me because they say I am not a member of the immediate family. Sean is my son. Hillary Clinton is a woman, a mother, and a grandmother of two. I am a woman, a mother, and a grandmother of two. How could she do this to me? How could she do this to any American family? Donald Trump is everything Hillary Clinton is not.
Everybody in the audience is crying. She's talking about, I think, her son who was killed in Benghazi.
He is blunt, direct, and strong. He speaks his mind and his heart. And when it comes to the threat posed by radical Islamic terrorism, he will not hesitate to kill the terrorists who threaten American lives.
Wow. Everybody's standing.
He will make America stronger, not weaker. This entire campaign comes down to a single question. If Hillary Clinton can't give us the truth, why should we give her the presidency?
She's having a hard time speaking. She's fine.
That's right. Hillary for prison. She deserves to be strikes.
Pure emotion. She's really unsure what to do. Now they're going to show a film here. What really?
My name is Bill Callan. We don't come to you as Republicans or Democrats or with any party affiliation.
I'm going to turn this down. They're showing a film. What really happened in Benghazi? She was wondering how to segue into that. But my gosh, you know, Donald Trump is great. But what he's done here is a master of communication. These people, these Americans, they're greater. This mother, Patricia Smith, she's never had an audience. The entirety of America watched her today, and she will be watched in replay millions upon millions of times. with 10,000 people in the audience crying about the loss of her son. And all Sabine Durden, the mother of Dominic Durden that we heard earlier, the other mothers, the father of Jamil Shah, they are more eloquent even than Donald Trump because of the emotion of they are the reality. And that's what Donald Trump is all about. He's the first candidate who deals with reality, who doesn't have his head stuck up his ass, who's actually dealing with the real world. And America and patriots finally found somebody who's telling the truth. This is just wonderful. My gosh, let's see. We've got a little time left here. Let me go to Jeff in Chicago just for a second. Jeff, you're on the air.
Hi, James. I'm not going to take a lot of time because of the convention, but I wanted to alert you and the listeners to a story I read today.
Hang on, Jeff. You got to save it. You got to save it, Jeff. Have you been watching the convention today on TV?
Well, I've been watching the last hour or so on YouTube with the live feed.
And you know what, Jeff? I can't possibly go to any other subject than this. This is your future, your kids, my kids. This is their future being decided.
Okay, I'll just say it in one sentence. Trump is now 9 points ahead among independents, according to the Monmouth University poll released today.
Oh, fine. Thank you. That's not another story. Thank you, Jeff.
It's on the Washington Examiner today, if you want to check it out and talk about
the Monmouth
maybe later
poll,
tomorrow.
It's a university poll in New England, folks. It's got very high credibility. Wow. Very good story.
Yeah. So I just wanted to share that with y'all.
And
Washington
Jeff,
Examiner, today's published date, he's 9 points ahead with the independents. So thanks.
Jeff,
I'll hang up and listen online.
No,
thanks.
Jeff, pardon me for my rudeness. So stay there, Jeff.
No, it's not rude.
And Jeff,
I mean the convention. I'm watching this, and I kind of got goosebumps when I was watching these earlier.
Oh my gosh,
speakers,
folks, watch Donald Trump's numbers soar as America watches this convention. Now, this is the most brilliant television event and web event. I'm watching it on C-SPAN on my computer in history, and it's only going to get more incredible. Let me just see, Jeff. Let me just look right now. I don't have a co-host today. Paul is not here, and George is not here.
Yeah, it's the Washington Examiner today. It was by Kelly Cohen, C-O-H-E-N, at 2:36 p.m. probably Eastern time. But
now I'm just cutting to what's live right now to see, if we get Melania Trump or Senator Jeff Sessions.
Here's the good thing I like about. Remember a few weeks ago I called in and said I didn't want Trump to get too far ahead in the polls too soon,
right?
Because I didn't want him to flame out. And this is perfect. Now he might take a little dip after Hillary's convention next week, okay? But the snowball at the top of the mountain has started, and it's going to turn into an avalanche.
Well,
in October it's going to be like the dormant volcano that finally explodes. Okay.
Yes, and let me tell you this about the Democratic Convention in Philadelphia, folks, which starts July 25th in 1 week from today. There will be no dip for Donald Trump. Hillary's convention is going to be boring. I mean, it is going to be you're going to want to puke watching her convention because they have nothing. They have nothing. The woman is an embarrassment. Trying to say something patriotic coming out of her mouth is just what we know about her. It's going to be boring. There's going to be nothing like the emotion.
Other than a lot of name calling against Trump and the Republicans. They're going to call him every filthy name under the sun.
It's not going to
laugh.
Yeah. It is not going to work.
I'm sorry to interrupt you, but. That's what they are.
Sorry.
They have nothing to offer but name calling. That's all they do.
Yeah. So it's and imagine, is Bill Clinton going to speak? I'm assuming Bill Clinton will speak. Oh, you can hear the hisses and the boos. You know, it's my gosh. And I hope there will be a little bit of guerrilla action. I hope there'll be some people like I hope somebody in the crowd who's associated with the women that have been raped by Bill Clinton. I hope somebody yells out rapist when Bill Clinton...
Maybe a Bernie Sanders supporter who has been betrayed.
Yeah.
I mean, there's a lot of possibilities. But so We don't worry about a small dip in Trump's ratings after the Hillary convention because, like I said, the snowball at the top of the mountain has started, and the avalanche is coming, and there's going to be a sight to behold. We are truly living in fabulous times. It's great to be alive.
Yeah, this is the first. I'm just speaking off the top of my head, Jeff, but this is the first truly great thing that has happened to any of us.
I think we have Ron Paul to sort of kind of thank for that, for starting this 8 years ago and trying to capitalize it on 4 years ago. And, I mean, you know, for whatever reason, well, I mean, you know, corruption within the Republican establishment, of course, but he had touched upon a nerve of us grassroots people.
Okay? Right.
And we were frustrated and cheated. Well, right. Now we have something, a man so charismatic that is outside the establishment that the Twit Womneys and the Paul Ryans, they can't stop the locomotive.
Yeah, no, but let me tell you, folks, with what's going on, just today is enough to just completely end the opposition to Trump within the Republican Party. You have to you'd be shameful at this point to oppose what we're seeing right now. This is Senator Tom Cotton of Arkansas. Let me turn him up live. Hang on.
Was my dad, Len Cotton. He went to Vietnam in 1969.
Senator Tom Cotton of Arkansas, a big Trump supporter.
35 years later, because of 9/11, I did the same.
Let me turn him down just for a second. Tom Cotton is a veteran. His dad's served.
Against the wishes.
And the theme of tonight's convention is Make America Safe. Tonight's Make America Safe. Let me look at my notes here. Tomorrow, July 19th, it's going to be Make America Work. On the 20th, Wednesday, it will be Make America First. And on the 21st, it will be Make America One, O-N-E. So again, that all came out of the brain of Donald John Trump. So this is among the many things he is, this master communicator and showman, putting together the most incredible political convention probably any of us will ever see in our lives. Let's go back to Tom Cotton live.
The defense of this country is always a family affair, and these families shoulder more than their share of the task. We don't fight because we hate our enemies, but because we love our country. We love its freedom, and we love that we as Americans are born equal and live free, and that no one can boss us around or rule us without our consent.
This is a young man.
We know these things are worth fighting for and dying for because they make life worth living for. Our warriors and their families don't ask for much. We're blessed to serve, and we're grateful for the generosity of our fellow citizens. But there are a few things we'd like. We'd like a commander-in-chief who speaks of winning wars and not merely ending wars. We'd like a commander-in-chief who calls the enemy by its name. A commander-in-chief who draws red lines cautiously, but enforces them ruthlessly.
Oh, nice. Cautiously, but ruthlessly.
And it would be nice to have a commander-in-chief who can be trusted to handle classified information.
Everybody's standing up. Every speech is just wonderful.
And we'd like politicians who treat our common defense as the chief responsibility of the federal government, not just another government program. This isn't much to ask for. But 8 years without it is more than enough, and another 4 years is unthinkable. So let me quote the last Republican vice president about the consequences of the last time a Clinton was in the White House, and let me say again, this time directly to our troops in a Trump-Pence administration and with a Republican Congress, help is on the way.
I think Jeff Sessions is next. I've got my fingers crossed. We got a break here, and maybe we'll catch a few seconds of Jeff Sessions. Hang on, folks. Stay tuned.
Now, believe me, you see the face of
you, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at numanarepublic.com. That's NUMANARepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Why don't we liberate these United States? We're the ones who need it worst. Let the rest of the world help us for change, and let's rebuild America first.
Our highways and bridges are falling apart. Who's blessed and who has been cursed?
There's things to be done all over the world, but let's rebuild America first.
We're back, folks, with our last segment. And the last, you know, these are just regular Americans, these great speakers. You know, we got famous people like Jeff Sessions. But let me give you this this speaker. This is Karen Vaughn, who's at the podium right now, a beautiful woman. She's the mother of a Navy SEAL who was killed in action in Afghanistan. Let me find her. Here she is. And she is a senior military families advisor to Concerned Veterans for America. Her son was killed on August 6, 2011 in the Tangi River Valley of Afghanistan. You may remember there was an American chopper that was shot down with 30 soldiers in it. And that was a tremendous loss. Here she is. She'll probably be the last speaker we get to hear from. Just an American like you. See if I may have goofed up the audio just a little bit. I'm clicking the wrong button.
The United States Senator from Alabama,
well,
Jeff Sessions.
She just finished. So let's hear the opening of Jeff Sessions, and that'll be the end of our show. Let's hear his opening words.
Thank you.
Here he is.
Thank you so much, good friends. Thank you, Alabama. Speaking from this podium today is a long way from the rafter seats my wife and I had as college students in Miami in 1972, I gotta tell you. This year, our voters spoke clearly on two critical issues in our primaries, trade and immigration. They affirmed Donald Trump and his positions. They opposed Obama trade, and they demand a lawful system of immigration that protects their safety and their financial well-being. Average Americans have been the first to know that something is wrong with this economy. Our middle class is steadily declining, with our African American and Hispanic communities being the hurt the most. But the Washington establishment,
because we're going to
the media, big
I hate to turn Jeff Sessions down. And what's coming up, folks? Melania Trump. Oh, my gosh, you can't miss that. But we'll be back tomorrow night with day two, whose theme will be Make America Work. And, you know, this convention's only going to get better and better every day. All of our concerns and worries that we had, folks, for the last half year, forget about it. Nothing to worry about. This is a Donald Trump victory roll. It's a love-in. Incredible. And I think we're going to get to see Donald Trump tonight. The word is that Donald Trump may come out on the stage with Melania, maybe introduce her. So, oh my gosh. And can you imagine how he feels and how she feels? All the kids are going to speak. Donald, Eric, Ivanka, and even Tiffany. All of the grown kids are going to speak. I don't know if we'll get to see 10-year-old Barron. We'll probably get to see him. So what a night, folks. Thank you so much for being in the audience. Thank you for listening. I think we did the right thing in simply playing the convention. And thank you, Jeff, for calling in. But we'll have more tomorrow. And watch the Donald Trump train really accelerate. See you tomorrow night.
RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.